The UK just banned crypto donations to political parties until rules catch up. The UK government announced on March 26, 2026, that cryptocurrency donations to political parties are banned effective immediately. The prohibition will remain in place until the government determines that sufficient regulation exists to govern digital asset contributions to the political system. Separately, donations from overseas electors will be capped at £100,000 annually, a limit that extends to equivalent loans and regulated transactions. The announcement, reported by Wu Blockchain, represents the first explicit exclusion of crypto from political financing in a G7 country. A precautionary ban, not a permanent one. The wording matters. The UK did not classify crypto donations as illegal in a broad sense. It imposed a conditional ban: no crypto donations to political parties until the regulatory framework is ready to handle them. That framework does not yet exist. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority regulates crypto assets for anti-money laundering purposes, but political donation law has no specific provisions for digital assets. The gap creates a practical problem. Traditional donations above £7,500 must be reported to the Electoral Commission, with the donor's identity verified against the electoral register. Crypto donations complicate this process. Pseudonymous wallets make donor verification harder. Cross-border transfers blur the line between domestic and foreign contributions. And the volatile nature of crypto means a donation's value can shift between the moment it is made and the moment it is reported. By banning crypto donations outright, the government sidesteps these compliance headaches while it works on a longer-term solution. The approach mirrors how several EU member states handled crypto political contributions before MiCA provided a broader regulatory baseline: the £100,000 overseas cap. The overseas elector cap is a separate but related measure. UK-based citizens living abroad will be limited to £100,000 per year in political donations, including equivalent loans and regulated transactions. This is new. Previously, overseas electors who maintained their registration could donate without a specific annual ceiling, subject to the same reporting requirements as domestic donors. The £100,000 limit applies across all forms of contribution, not just cash. If a donor provides a loan to a political party on favorable terms, the benefit of that loan counts toward the cap. If a donation is structured as a regulated transaction, it counts. The intent is to close the loopholes that allow large-scale political financing through indirect channels. For context, the UK's Electoral Commission reported that in the 2024 general election cycle, overseas donations accounted for a relatively small share of total political funding. But the government appears to be legislating ahead of a potential increase, particularly as digital finance makes cross-border transfers faster and cheaper. Why crypto gets singled out? The ban is not a blanket rejection of technology and politics. It is a recognition that the existing toolkit for tracking political money was not built for pseudonymous, borderless digital assets. Traditional bank transfers leave a clear audit trail: a named account at a regulated institution, subject to KYC and AML checks. A crypto donation from a self-hosted wallet does not automatically provide the same level of traceability. Even custodial exchanges that perform KYC cannot guarantee that the funds being donated were not mixed or tumbled before arriving at the exchange. The UK is not alone in wrestling with this. The US Federal Election Commission has allowed Bitcoin donations since 2014, but with a $100 per transaction limit for anonymous contributions and full donor disclosure requirements above that threshold. Australia has no specific crypto donation rules, creating an ambiguity that several political parties have exploited. Canada's political donation rules prohibit anonymous donations above $20, but have not addressed crypto-specific scenarios. The UK's approach, a full ban until the rules are ready, is the most restrictive among major democracies. What this means for UK crypto users: the ban affects political parties, not individuals. UK residents can still buy, hold, trade, and spend crypto through cards and payment platforms without any change. The FCA's existing crypto registration regime, which covers exchanges and wallet providers operating in the UK, is unaffected. For crypto card users specifically, nothing changes. Spending crypto through a Visa or MasterCard-linked card at a retailer, restaurant, or online merchant is a commercial transaction, not a political donation. The ban is narrowly targeted at contributions to registered political parties and their associated entities. The more interesting question is what sufficient regulation will look like when it arrives. If the UK eventually permits crypto donations under a new framework, it will likely require donations to pass through a regulated intermediary, a licensed exchange or payment processor that can verify the donor's identity and the source of funds. Self-hosted wallet donations to political parties would almost certainly remain prohibited even after the ban lifts.